Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
Professor Roger Byard from the University of Adelaide is in town for the Arthur Kobold Memorial Lecture, Lessons from Forensic Pathology. He's also doing a Dark Mofo lecture about some different things at 6 p.m. tonight at Menzies. So there's two ways that you can experience this mind. Hi, Roger.
Morning, Rick.
Forensic pathology, I mean, the joke about pathology is you get all the answers too late.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, a very sad statement, sometimes true.
But you interestingly say no, because there's lessons we can learn.
Well, that was the focus of the presentation. I'm talking about what I call preventive pathology. So for about 30 years, I've been looking at accidental deaths in kids that occur in South Australia and trying to work out how to actually prevent them. And so that was the major thrust. And then sort of Dark Mofo came along and we morphed it a little bit into other areas.
What other areas are you looking at?
Well, I thought that maybe child safety is not everybody's interest. It's important, but, you know, for a public lecture. So I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about difficult cases like Snowtown, the Snowtown serial killings, Saddis cases, disaster victim identification. And then I'm going to do a bit of stuff on historical forensics where we've used modern techniques to actually answer some questions.
Is that what we would understand as a cold case?
Well, not really. I mean, we're looking at the bushrangers, for example. I got involved in a documentary examining Ned Kelly and Ben Hall, and we used techniques to see if we could work out exactly what happened at the shootouts.
Oh, what'd you find out?
Well, actually, the police version with Ben Hall was probably correct, and Ned Kelly executed policemen, which is rather disturbing, given that people think he's a good guy.
So he wasn't wildly shooting?
Oh, no. No, no. I was asked in the program what my version of Sergeant Kennedy's death was, and I said, well, if you shoot at somebody from a point-blank range with a shotgun in the chest and they're unarmed, it's an execution. So, you know, we did reenactments, we did, shooting on ranges and all sorts of stuff like that. I'm also talking about some of the convict history down at Sarah Island that I've been involved with Hamish Maxwell-Stewart at UTAS, looking at the murder-suicides, the cannibalism, that sort of stuff.
What have you learned there?
Well, the murder-suicides are true. I mean, it's such a horrible place. You know, if we drew straws, if you got the short straw, you were the lucky one because I'd kill you and you were out of the place. I got the second short straw. I'm the second luckiest. I get taken back to Hobart Town and executed. And all of our mates
and witnesses. So these were convicts making agreements with each other to do this
That's right.
In lieu of escaping.
Yeah, that's right. People said that this didn't happen, but we've reviewed the evidence and it actually did. Such a terrible place. In fact, I was down there 3 days ago. It was very cold.
And what else have you learned there about the cannibalism?
Well, Alexander Pierce was really the only cannibal. But he was an interesting fellow because when he escaped the first time, with a group of them, they just sequentially ate their colleagues until there were two left, and whoever fell asleep first ended up on the plate. Mm. So Pierce survived. He told Knopwood, the magistrate, the whole story. Knopwood said he was a depraved liar and sent him back to Sarah Island, and then sort of 2 months later he did the same thing, this time with Matthew Cox. So after he'd done it twice, they thought maybe there's some truth in this, so they got rid of him.
What happens? You're listening to forensic pathologist Professor Roger Byard. He lectures today at the Arthur Kobold Memorial Lecture, Lessons from Forensic Pathology at Menzies, and tonight a Dark Mofo lecture from 6 p.m. So you've still got both the dates.
That's correct. Yeah,
yeah. Depending on how you kind of want to look at the work. And this is a really interesting series of lectures that Menzies are putting on in terms of that. What happens when there's something you just can't get answers to? How do you face families? Because a big part of your job must be that conversation.
It is difficult, and it happens, say, with sudden infant death syndrome. We don't know exactly why it happened, and you're sitting down with families and they've had this perfectly healthy, happy baby, and what I say to them is, I really can't tell you what happened. Mm. What I can tell you is it was nothing that you did, and that we are working on this. We're doing research all the time on it.
And how do you see families change after they've had these conversations with you, whether you have answers or not?
Often, in fact, most often, they actually find it helpful. I've had a mother contact me after 25 years about her daughter's autopsy results that she wanted to discuss. So you talk to them about it, you work your way through it, and I think they do get some answers.
How do you live with death?
How do we
all the time, every day, so in your face?
That's a good question, actually. Yeah, how do we all live with it? I mean, that's the thing. Most people...
Well, I deal with it with denial and alcohol.
Exactly, yes.
But I don't work like you do.
Well, alcohol and black humour, actually.
Yeah.
No, it's important work. And if you can see that there's a purpose to it and you're helping the community, helping families, then it's more than just the tragedy.
You can register if you go to look up events at UTAS, Lessons from the Mortuary, and then you can book. It's booked out, but there's a waiting list. I know I had a ticket and can't go, so tragically. So that's one ticket that'll be there. And Dark Mofo, look it up tonight, and hopefully that's a free event through
yes,
Dark
it is,
Mofo.
Yeah.
Great. So a great opportunity to dive way deeper into this fabulous mind. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Rick. Pleasure.
Great to meet you. What a delight.